It's time for the weekly PolitiFact Virginia report, and joining us again this morning from the Richmond Times-Dispatch is Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne.
Two items to ask you about this morning, recently appearing in the PolitiFact Virginia column in the Times-Dispatch. Jamie Radke, the Tea Party activist, former candidate for statewide office, has spoken out against the transportation package passed by the General Assembly, which is awaiting the governor's action. She said it would be the largest tax increase in Virginia's history. Was it, in fact, the largest?
Well, Radke justified this statement by saying the transportation package would be larger than former Governor Mark Warner's tax increase in 2004, which she described as the largest tax hike up to that point. Now, Warner's tax increase came to about $700 million a year, and there was also a $422 million a year tax increase passed under former Governor Jerry Belisle back in 1986. Now, even after adjusting for inflation, the Warner and Belisle tax increases would still be lower than the estimated $1.2 billion in combined statewide and regional tax increases that the newly passed transportation package is expected to raise in 2018 when it's fully implemented. But Radke's statement did not take into account the creation of the state sales tax in 1966 under former Governor Mills Godwin. Mm-hmm. And that move created a 3% state sales tax and a 1% local option sales tax, which generated about $280 million back in 1970. And today that comes to nearly $1.7 billion after adjusting for inflation, far less than the recently passed transportation plan. So Radke is right on raw dollars, but that's not the whole story. The value of a dollar changes over time. And when adjusting for inflation, the 1966 tax increase is larger. So we rate her statement half true.
All right. Now, Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia's 7th District, the majority leader of the House of Representatives, has been on a speaking tour, and he recently made a statement that over the last 20 years, the world has changed. He said it used to be that one could make a career out of working for one company. Today, the average worker, he says, stays at his or her job for barely 4 years. Is he right on his facts there?
Well, Cantor's office pointed to figures from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which compiles figures on job tenure, and those numbers show that the median job tenure in 2012 was 4.6 years, and that means that half of employees surveyed were at their jobs longer than 4.6 years and half were at their jobs for a shorter time. Now, about 20 years prior to that, in 1991, the median job tenure was 3.6 years. So contrary to Cantor's statement, job tenures have increased, not gone down. And the problem with these numbers is they take into account all workers age 16 and older. So that would include people in school and working part-time jobs before they start a career. Craig Copeland, a senior researcher associated with the Employee Benefits Research Institute, told us that people get a strong workforce attachment around age 25 when they start their careers. In 2012, workers 25 and older had a median job tenure of 5.4 years on the job, and back in 1991, it was 4.8 years. So Cantor's statement suggests worker tenure had declined in the last two decades, but the numbers show it's actually gone up. And there's some accuracy in the figure Cantor cites on how many years workers now stay at their jobs, but he's off target on his main point that worker tenure has declined in the last 20 years. So we rate the claim mostly false.
All right. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia. Sean, we'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
All right. Thanks.